6:13. This is 1320 WILS. Well, just this afternoon, about a couple of hours ago now, a San Francisco judge barred the enforcement of President Trump's executive order that would withhold funds from sanctuary cities. That, along with the news that President Trump may allow the budget to move forward without funding for the wall, the border wall in Mexico. Ira Melman is with us, media director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Ira, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, first of all, what's your reaction to this federal judge's ruling blocking the executive order?
Well, you know, these sanctuary cities did some foreign shopping. They found a judge that they figured would rule in their favor. They also bought this in the Ninth Circuit because they knew that this was the circuit court most likely to uphold this decision, but ultimately this will be overturned by the United States Supreme Court. Clearly, the Justice Department and other federal agencies have the right to condition federal grants on certain behaviors on the part of local governments, and sanctuary jurisdictions are outlawed under federal law.
Right.
There are two separate laws that make them illegal, and it is perfectly reasonable for the federal government to withhold funding, appropriate funding, from these jurisdictions that flout federal immigration laws.
Now, the judge, though, he says the Constitution vests spending power in Congress, not the president, and the order cannot place new conditions on federal funds. Well, what do you say to that?
Well, these are grants that are coming, these are administered by federal agencies. Congress has said to the Justice Department, to other departments, here is money, you can allocate them to local governments as you fit. And the Justice Department and other departments within the federal government have decided that if these jurisdictions refuse to abide by federal law, that they should not be entitled to these federal grants. So, you know, it was the decision of Congress to allow the executive branch to disperse these grants based on certain criteria that they established.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Ira Melman with us with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. How important is this wall, our southern border? How important is that, do you think?
Well, it is important in the fact that President Trump made this really the signature issue of his campaign. He promised throughout the campaign to build this wall. You know, it only addresses one part of the problem, and much more is needed. But certainly the president has an obligation to the American public after campaigning on this for a year. To do everything within his power to get that funding out of Congress, even if it means holding the leadership of his own party accountable. You know, the Democrats, you know, we expected that they would serve as an impediment to the wall, despite the fact that Chuck Schumer, a lot of other leading Democrats, including, you know, then-Senators Barack Obama and Joe Biden, voted for the wall back in 2007. Now they don't want to fund it. But, you know, it really is going to require the leadership of the Republican Party to hold a firm line to say to the Democrats, look, if you guys want to shut the government down over this, then you take the responsibility. They have run scared on too many occasions, confrontations with the Democratic leadership. It is about time for them to stand up and say, you know, this is something that Congress passed back in 2007.
Right.
The president campaigned on it. It's time to build it.
But President Trump has said that the wall, the funding will be there, just not this time around. Do you feel good about that?
Well, you know, he has said that, you know, there is some discussion in Congress to include this in the 2018 budget. The fiscal year 2018 begins in October. The budget deal that they're talking about now will fund the government through September 30th this year. So we'll see if the president makes good. But there should have been at least some kind of down payment in the continuing resolution to get us through the end of this fiscal year, mm-hmm. not have to wait until October 1st, because it's important to get started. This is not an overnight process, and we need to demonstrate that we're serious about enforcing our borders.
Now, do you really feel a wall? I mean, considering what we have now there, do you think building the wall infrastructure will make that big of a difference?
It is an important tool in the arsenal of things that we need to do to stop mass illegal immigration. But even more importantly, what we need to do is stop encouraging people to come across that border illegally in the first place. If we make it clear that you're not going to get a job in this country, if the federal government fights back against this judge's decision to defund sanctuary cities, if we make it clear that we intend to hold sanctuary cities accountable. Other things that send the message that we're not serious about enforcing immigration laws, people will respond rationally. The wall will still be useful and helpful, but we also need to back it up with giving people a lot of good reasons not to come across the border illegally in the first place.
Ira Melman, he's the media director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Ira, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you very much.